Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no doubt about it, shit is coming. And I'm just praying that Lil Dicky love it. Always told myself that this the type of shit I wanted. I was being honest, even made a promise. Not with anybody else, this was in the conscience. Talking to my fucking self, that's a little bonkers. I know, I still got a lot of shit to conquer. I hope, that ain't even my concern though. You know I'll be working till I get what I deserve. Whatever totems I can personally, you know I'ma earn those. This ain't even about some shit up on a checklist. This about the fact that I'm about to test this. I'm about to figure out what my best is. I can't avoid it because now your boy invested. And I ain't got a choice except to smile and accept it. Pretty reckless, pretty restless, cause I've lived my life expecting love to come to second. My attempt was done, and yeah, I guess to some extent I was correct because I'm getting buzzed. But now I'm about to be ubiquitous. Look it up, yeah, or that's at least what I'm assuming. But as alluded to, reality is looming. And now your dude about to make a move and take the truth and hope to God that when he drew to what he thought about is proven. But honestly, I'm not afraid that it's delusion. I'm hot enough to where I know it's not illusion. But obviously, I've been finding this confusing. This ain't even close to what I thought I would be doing. Don't get me wrong, I was born to be big. But I always figured it would be the comedy thing. So I started rapping just to see what drama it brings. With big dogs from sitcoms would holler at me. And as the time passed, I rhymed fast, the lines craft, it was high class as I master my craft. And goddamn, who'd have thought it'd get like this? Back in 2010, music wouldn't make that list. I'm talking top 5 to 10 strengths with no wings. I would not lie, my pen dry with no ink, or that's at least what I thought till I clawed and scratched the pen till I saw a line draw. Then I could have let bygones be bygones, but I really wanted to rhyme till my line drawn. Like, where the fuck is my peak at? Not brown, but I make it pop, then I beat that. Not crowned yet, but I don't think I decreed that. Not loud, but you know I'm ready to tweet that. I just really hope I'm ready to be that. Now you seeing where D's at. Cause even though I'm softer than the tissue, I ain't nothing to sneeze at. I'm smarter, where the fuck your degrees at? And I ain't harder, but I'm hotter, homie, where the fuck your degrees at? I'm about to come in and desaturate the sheet rap today and evaporate the feedback I hate, I elaborate at a later date. But I'm getting off the point with the player hate. What the fuck was I saying? Yeah, I'm kind of a slave to my ambition. I ain't quitting till my shit is appraised. And I admit it, I predicted where I finish is crazy. But that just means that it's further away. So, bird about to work until he turn in his grave. It's really burdensome when earning something's fun for the day. But I'm concerned about the burning out from upping the stakes. I'm always up in the stakes. I'm taking dinner meetings in New York, always up for the stakes. We exploring the discussion, the great. They assuring me that when I'm more elite, I'll be secure in a maze. But this isn't insecurity, man. Like, this the opposite of that. Confidence is fake. My biggest problem is I can't honestly relax. Because inside of me, a damn modesty enacts. And I made a promise that I can't be the body to stop. And I think I need a lobotomy. Little Dicky, the prophecy. Little bit of anomaly. Not a commodity. Not a facade. Or a lot of the comedy. Prodigies commonly brought up with Dicky. Feeling weird, let me think of an analogy. Just imagine for a second, what if Russell Westbrook never knew his own mentality? Grew up on a farm where the biggest commonality was people that conformed to the ruralist localities. To Russell, though, it was nothing but normality. And he really nice up on the plow in actuality. Everybody liked the kid and dug his personality. And so the mutuality was somewhat rationality. So then your man made a plan of practicality. Not even the plan, it was more of a formality. Get a little land and attend to its vitality, then raise a little family till it all became finality. The strategy was just to stay in the course and do your chores when you're happy. You ain't need to abort, never explored nothing unless you roll around on his horse. The one day he was up on his horse, that's when he went past the porch. The path he normally passes forth was fast and short, was after more, went faster north, a master lord, a master more, and then discovered the court. He like, yeah, let me down, Tim. Hopped off looking puzzled at the round rim. Saw a ball up in the corner on the ground, and Russell started dribbling and giggling and sounded. Then he shot a brick and then a brick and then he downed it. And when he hit it, Russell listened to the fucking sound. Frick, shouldn't have been a swish make, and he was confounded.
because he knew that he had found him. But right now, it was still for the fun, just a way to kill the time when the farming was done. Then the walking turned to running, then the hopping turned to jumping and dunking. And Russell had to keep coming because the youngin' was fucking disgusting and loving and running it all. Of a sudden, the public started to come in abundance and fuck with him because he was buttering hungry, hungry, cuz stories of glory. Not normally for people like him. Then the word got around up to ESPN, and they flying Russell down to compete in the gym. Bunch of grown men looking to belittle the kid, because to those men, ball was the reason to live. And the GOATs, they've been all in since they was kids. So this GOAT on the motherfucker look like a dick. And even though Russell knows that, he doesn't submit. He just chills with a grin. And then the game started, and this motherfucker take charge, make it rain hard, D up on these bitches, making children of men, looking better than his predecessors ever could get. Turn the animosity to respect. And then the Thunder called him, said they heard a lot about the balling, told him that they want to get involved in, showed him all the shit that you can get up in the league. It's so appalling. Oklahoma City in the autumn, hella pretty awesome, everybody laud him, every bitty looking like they really fucking falling. Condominium is so legitimate, it's sprawling. And this motherfucker on the court straight ballin'. Cash all up in that ass, lovin' at the pass. Like, where the fuck would I be at if on the other path, right? If I never stumble upon the game and think of that life. Shit. Who taking care of my farm? Who taking care of my farm? Who taking care of my farm?
I really love that farm.
Cake, 500 million, now that's a pound cake, according to Jay-Z and Drake. But greatness ain't about cake.
What up, what up? That's Commission. Yeah, I know we played that whole song now, 6 minutes and 42 seconds of it, but those words were speaking the truth, and there's a lot of going on in those words. So I'm relating to what he has to say. That's Lil Dicky. He's out of Pennsylvania. If you haven't checked him out yet, he's real nice. Real nice. I guess he's still underground. I don't know. He's been around for a minute, but yeah, he's got some really good songs out there. Forget what part of Pennsylvania, but that's Pennsylvania rap for you. We all know about Houston rap and all that, but so there's Pennsylvania for you. So what do we got going on? We're going to take a look at the brand new rankings. We got the Mesa 16 tournament coming into the championship. That's going to be between Dippin' Dots and Skunk. That'll be interesting. We got the Roswell 32. It's taking a little longer than usual. It's surprising. So it's a $9 tournament. Winner takes $200. Still got some spots left there. Group 6, multiple, 2 seasons. It's over halfway full. One of the reasons for these leagues and tournaments take a little longer is the whole issue that I'm having with Xbox. I'm sure most of you have heard, but if not, Xbox permanently banned that account, which means I can't get into the leagues at all or get onto that profile. I can get into other profiles for the time being, even though I've heard from XDMG, XJason, and Cyrus that they've had their accounts banned too, and they had to get a whole new Xbox. For the moment, I can get on Xbox on other profiles, so we'll see how that turns out. But basically, they told me, basically for sending messages to people for to join a league or tournament, they permanently banned that account. They didn't give me any warning or anything. I did read the code of conduct afterwards, obviously. That was dumb, but it's in the code of conduct. I don't know how many of you guys read the code of conduct, but make sure you do, because they don't have to give you a warning. They can just kick you off. I think it's fucked up because I've been with Xbox Live since there was Xbox Live. Every single month I paid to be on it. I understand if they don't want me doing that. I just feel like they should have gave me a warning. And then obviously if I had a warning, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have put our leagues in jeopardy. But that's that. They did give me the ability to appeal, which I've done. Unfortunately, they hide behind a computer screen and will not allow me to talk to a human. All I can do is post on the forum. So they're supposed to be getting back to me within 24 to 48 hours. It's been 24 hours, so we'll see if they approve the appeal or not. hopefully they do, and then we can go back to normal. If not, we have a couple options. Been discussing with league officers. One of the things is I am able to get into MaddenCFM.com. I don't know if you guys have ever been there, but I am able to get on there. It still shows me in the league. You can advance the leagues from there. So if I can continue to do that, we'll be able to advance the league. The downfall is I will not be able to auto anybody, so that's something we'll have to deal with. Now, keep in mind, Group 2, single and multiple are completely safe. Nothing to worry there because we had a co-commissioner, Freddie Krueger's, in charge of those leagues now until they run out. Group 1, Crack Action, has been very busy with work. A lot of people remember Crack. He's not been online much at all, actually. No one's heard from him. Called, left a message. Balkino had his phone, texted him. Balkino says that Crack Action has transferred the leagues to Balkino in Group 1. So Group 1 single, Group 1 multiple, Group 2 single, Group 2 multiple are safe. Group 1 fantasy safe because we had co-commissioned Balkino. We're in the playoffs there. We're just waiting for DNA Suspect to play VX Assassin, and then we can advance. this is DNA Suspect's the one holding this all up. Really don't like the sim playoff game, but we'll see what happens there. But as soon as that's done, I'm going to go on to MaddenCFM.com and see if I can advance the league. If so, then, like I said previously, I'll be able to advance Group 3 single, Group 5 single, and Group 4 fantasy, because those are the three leagues that are in jeopardy right now as we speak. Now, if I'm unable to do MaddenCFM and advance the leagues, we have a couple options. One, we could just restart the league. Two, we could just do a refund. Or three, which seems to be the most popular option so far from what I'm hearing, we could just do a tournament. And we could do it one of two ways. There'd be some variables that we can all discuss. We could run one tournament where we seed all 32 players, 1 through 32, depending on how Madden has you list it. So that way the guys that have been winning the league would get the benefit of playing the guy that's been losing. Seems fair that way. Or, for instance, in Group 5 or Group 3 single. Oh, it's Group 3 single, actually. We're on Week 15, so if someone gets in there and looks, the playoffs could be set. I'm not sure. I'll have to have one of the league officers take a look that's in there. If the playoffs are set in that league, then we could just have a tournament that just for the playoff players, since they earned it, obviously. But if not, we'll worry about that. And the other issue we have with the tournaments is, do you play with your league team or do you pick whatever team you want? I prefer the league team, but once again, we'll let the community vote on that. Steven brought a good point up on Glip. You know, if you use your league team, say he used OFL now Jay Jerk as a prime example. He has the Jaguars, but, you know, he's built them up through the weeks, and now they're, you know, much improved than the Jacksonville Jaguars you watched on your TV on Sundays this year. So if he went and used Jacksonville in a head-to-head game, he'd be, you know, at a disadvantage. And I agree with Steven. But at the same time, should a guy that went 1-5, who's 1-13 in the league, be able to just jump in and take Seattle? So that's an issue. So I truly apologize for all the inconvenience you guys are going through. I never knew that this was going to occur. Like I said, I wasn't warned or anything. You know, like they say, if you don't know the law, that doesn't make you innocent. So, I was just trying to grow the league and all that. So, that's that. That's what's going on. It's been quite depressing, to say the least. So that's that. So we have postponed all leagues to advance until Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern. So we'll see how that goes. Now, we still have the tournaments going, so if you need a game to play in the meantime, jump in a tournament. See, what else do we got going on? Did a video conference with the website developers, put the down payment on, sold the car to have more capital to be able to afford the website. It's going to be quite expensive, but I really believe it's going to take OFL now to the next level. We'll probably expand to different consoles such as the PS4. You'll be able to definitely do one-versus-one games, and so money games, basically. So hopefully we'll be able to get more players. The whole goal is to get more players so you guys have more prizes to win. A lot of other cool features we're going to put in there. Yep, did a video conference. I think that was yesterday morning. And went really well. The guys are really nice. They're actually from the city that I live closest to, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Real nice guys. Really, really smart. So we'll see. And they said they're gamers. They've been gamers, so they're real excited to work on the website. If you guys have any suggestions that you want to see, please message me. Definitely open to suggestions. We want to make this the best gaming site, Madden community, and, you know, go from there. Please let me know any suggestions. If you've ever been on a website similar, let me know some of the things you liked about that website. Let me know some of the things you think they should improve so we can, you know, be a step ahead. We got a long way to go. Stick with us. We're going to grow. I really believe in this OFL now. I believe in you guys. I also believe we have the strongest players in the world, basically, right now in Madden. Trying to be humble, but it's, for the most part, it's true. Speaking of which, other people are hearing about us. Got challenged by a man named Brian James, real nice guy, runs a league, I don't know what it's called, W, couple letters, WCLMP or something, WMC, something. It's supposed to be like the best pro players on the West, so our name must be getting out there. They message us to challenge us. They said out of respect, so we're working on an 8-versus-8 man tournament. We talked about this the other night on the radio. We're focused more on our top 8 tournament players since they have experience. And it's been taking like, I don't know, maybe we're pushing like a week now. It's so hard to pick our top 8 because we got like 125, 150 members and anybody could step in one of these top 8. But the guys we have right now are Slay Island, Durex, Dippin' Dots, Buck Sweep, Balkino, VX Assassin, SC Bolt, and we have one spot left, and there's a lot of names being thrown out there, so league officers are trying to decide on that one. Let's go right to the phone calls right now. We got 412. 412, you're not live with the commish.
What is up, Greg? It is Big X Mark, Snake Eyes 45.
A lot going on, a lot of obstacles we got to get through to get to the, you know, better place. I'm sure you know what's going on. Glad to have you call in, Snake. So how do you feel about the whole situation?
It's just crazy.
Do you agree with me they should have at least given me a warning?
Yeah, at least tell you to change your name or see what you can change it to and talk to them about that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of anybody else getting permanently banned?
Yeah, for doing mods on Minecraft, but, I mean, other than that, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me either, actually. I'm pretty bummed out about it. Luckily, 5 of the leagues are completely safe. 3 are in jeopardy. What do you think should happen for one of those 3 leagues, or for any of those 3 leagues? Do you think if we can't advance them, do you think we should do a tournament? just restart the leave or just refund?
I mean, if we have enough time, we should restart them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have
like
enough
before
time
because
they're all single seasons. Yeah, we have enough time. They're all three of them are single seasons, so we definitely have enough time.
But everybody
time.
Would have to take their own, their same team and stuff like that.
Yeah, and that wouldn't be an issue for Group 3 and Group 5, but the issue would come into Group 4 Fantasy because that was a fantasy draft, you know?
Yeah.
So
maybe
that would
with
be a
that
major
one,
issue.
You can, like maybe with that one, you can have them, like, for the next Madden, have them be in a free league that's a fantasy. That's
mm-hmm.
the idea.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you excited about the potential new website coming out for Madden 16?
Yeah, I like to see it. I mean, I like Jens to at least get to be able to have an app too for that,
mm-hmm.
because like tells you where to go, like have Volcano or one of the league members that has YouTube, do a like a walkthrough of where to go for everything and stuff like that.
Yep, and I'm glad you said that. I already been meaning to talk to Volcano, so he could ask. Bubbles and the artist and Sissy maybe to do walkthroughs for the website. I'm glad you said that. I forgot I need to talk to Balkino about that, but yeah,
because,
definitely
like,
want to have walkthrough videos.
I've lost.
Huh?
In the past, I said I've been lost on those leagues. I mean, on the website, I don't know where to go.
Oh yeah, yeah. I really agree with you. I think they could really help.
Even
you know.
For the updates, like have them do like an update show with the website and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely some things, and definitely need to maybe even have a radio show next week where it's just all suggestions what people want on the website, so I can tell the developers because we want to get this right. But the new
because like right now I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah, exactly. The new championship playoff rankings just came out today. Let's take a look at them. Let's go here, the bottom five at 20. We have new members starting to make some noise, Dippin' X Dots at 20. At 19, we have a day one member, Bad to Chad Jackson, also a day one member at 18 and 17. At 18, we have Finesse Gigolo. At 17, we have Peel 510 Main. And at 16, we have Team NMO's Double J125, who's a real interesting story. A lot of people, you know, expected Double J125 to be, you know, top five player in and out. And at one time, he was ranked pretty high. And then we haven't seen him ranked for a while. And now he's reappeared at 16. So Double J125 coming on strong here. Towards the second half of the Madden season. How do you feel about those five guys?
Pretty good guys that I think that should have been higher.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be fair, Snake, let's go ahead and hear out all the rest of the people ranked before we can actually say they deserve to be ahead. And I'm with you, man. They could deserve to be ahead, but, you know, like I was saying earlier, just finding
when
those top eight.
Yeah, plus it all depends on their records and what they've been doing lately. It's like the NFL. You guys see what they've been doing lately, see what they changed with their game, and see if they should be hired.
Right, and you're absolutely right, Snake. Speaking of those top eight, we were talking about getting challenged by another league. What do you think about us getting challenged by another league? Is that crazy?
I'm actually happy about it to see how good we are. Up against like the top people, top tier people. I like to actually see that.
Yeah, and according to the commissioner of the other league, he said all their players will broadcast, so we'll be able to watch. That'll be cool. But before we run out of time, let's take a look here at 15 through 11. At 15, we have Obama's mentor. Now, he did take a big – he took a big hit to Team Empire OFL and is now out of the Group 1 Fantasy Playoffs. But even so, really impressive showing. He also is one of the few people to actually beat Balkino. So he's at 15.
Dang.
At 14, we have XDMGX Jason. At 13, we have OFL now Jay Jerk, whose birthday just kicked in about 20 minutes ago. So happy birthday to Jay Jerk. Snake, you want to say anything to Jay Jerk for his birthday?
Just basically happy birthday, and hopefully you have a better one than I had in the past.
Right on, Snake. And at number 12, we have SC Bolt 21. Another thing, I feel like Bolt's a stronger player than 12, but he went on spring break, got put on auto, and lost some games, and you know, that's probably why he's dropped down to 12. And at number 11, we have Houston's best pizza delivery guy, Fat Magic 420. So how do you feel about those five guys?
Still pretty good, but, I mean, it just all depends what happened in the league. I mean, even with the guy that took a vacation break for a week, I still say that he should have been still finding a way to play his games, or I don't know. Find a way to play one a week or whatever, like 1 or 2 weeks.
Right. But if he, you know, he traveled to another state, you know, he might not have had access to an Xbox, or maybe he had to do, like, family things or stuff. You know, I understand. And he did let us know. So that's not really the issue. It's, you know, with so many great players, you're bound to drop if you go on auto for weeks. No one's going to give you a free win.
But
let's enter the top, you know what I mean? Let's enter the top 10 here. And a really hot player, been all over the charts. I remember him being as high as number 6, not being ranked. Here he is back at 10, showing a lot of consistency, a real, real true success story of the OFL community. We have Team Little Eye Big C UP's own Believe in Monsters. Have you ever played Believe in Monsters?
I haven't had a chance yet. I know that
really strong
he's
player.
Been
really
mad
strong
what
player.
I said in the past, but whatever.
Yeah, you gotta let bygones be bygones. At number 9, the highest we've seen this guy ranked is Nicholas Martinez from Lubbock, Texas, I believe it's pronounced. We Witness, he's better known as. Pretty strong player, wouldn't you agree? Mm-hmm, yep. Now, number 8, we got an interesting one. Slay Island 9XX, previously ranked number 1, dropped to 8, lost his playoff game to Balkino by at least 3 or 4 possessions, maybe even more. It surprised me. Now, Slay had brought up the issue that he was actually a couple points underdog. John Campbell Buck had him listed as an underdog, and he didn't understand the logic because he was undefeated, and Balkino was, you know, had a couple losses in that league. I just wanted to make it clear, I don't do the odds or the spreads. That's John Campbell Buck. He's a professional handicapper. Well, retired now. He just helps us out. So I really don't have anything to do with it, but he's pretty good with it. So, and apparently he got it right. He dropped to 8. At number 7, previously ranked at number 1 at 1 point, is Black Assassin 10 moving his way back up. Number 6, you have Triple X Balkino 66 Triple X. 2-time champion, also winning some tournaments, big-time player there at 6, moving his way up now that he's got his sportsmanship under control. Number 5, you have MWS's own VX Assassin XA, really strong player out of Virginia. Number 4, you have 2-time OFL now champion, well, 3-time if you go back to Madden 25, PB number 1. At number 3, you have the Vegas Madden Championship winner starting to really climb up in the OFL now ranks. You have him out of Florida, Buck Sweep. At number 2, you have the Team NMO's, the face of Team NMO. You have XX Maternal, XX321 has his Raiders undefeated in that one league. And a brand new number one this week, representing Team Empire, part of the reason Team Houston and Team Bounty Gate merged. You have Team Empire OFL ranked number one, also the first member. So congratulations to Team Empire OFL. So that's our top 20. We'll see you all. Well, we'll probably be back maybe once this weekend. If not, we'll see you Monday. Peace.